I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An unexpected pair poses a new threat to Yemen. The Iran-backed Houthis are working with a feared local branch of al-Qaeda on several fronts, including prisoner swaps and weapons deliveries. The partnership creates even more dangers in war-torn Yemen. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says half of Yemen's population, more than 17 million people, face severe hunger. An even greater percentage desperately needs Jesus, the bread of life.
Almost 100% of Yemenis are Muslim. Less than one half of 1% are followers of Jesus. So most of them have never heard the gospel in their life.
Christian activity is strictly forbidden in Yemen, so Unknown Nations trains Yemeni gospel workers in Egypt. Visit us online for details and ways to help.
We're training leaders. We are sending in solar-powered audio Bibles because the majority of the population in Yemen don't read.
Then, how is your local church doing in caring for members who are blind or visually impaired? If it's not a conversation you're having, it probably should be. Alan Decker with Megavoice says,
friends of ours at Torch Trust in the UK, they've done a lot of significant studies that show, whether you know it or not, most congregations have about 10 to 20% of somebody that has some form of visual impairment.
To help bring God's word to everyone, Megavoice offers handheld audio players loaded with scripture and Bible teaching. Decker says many people Megavoice serves are age 65 or older, and many lost their sight later in life so they don't read Braille. These audio Bibles are meeting a critical need around the world. Now that you know, how might you come alongside these brothers and sisters? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.